Huberto moving in, waiting. Huberto to the backhand. Hoobie doobie doo. We are tied at two. What a goal. Loose puck at center. Barkov looking to get a step on Mete. Barkov to the net. Barkov between the legs. Unbelievable. Did you just do that, Alexander Barkov? The Panthers are back on top.
Hello and welcome back to the Florida Hockey Podcast. Justin Bedford alongside Noah Russo. How you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. I know it's a little early in the morning for you over there out west. Apologies for that.
I'm awake. We're doing it. It's all good.
Yeah, get it done. Exactly. Yeah, nice and early. You'll have a nice long day ahead of you. So should be fun. But another episode means we are, you know, ever so much closer to the start of the season. And we finally get our first taste of preseason action tonight with the Panthers going up against the Preds. But before we get into that, there's some other stuff kind of around the league and some stuff we forgot to talk about on last week's episode, which, I mean, we had a lot to talk about anyways. So we'll get into some of that stuff. But start off with not really Panthers news, but the Washington Capitals naming their jersey sponsor for the 2022-2023 season, which is Caesars, the sportsbook company. Bit of an interesting move. I never expected a team to announce their jersey sponsor this early. And an interesting choice of sponsor too. What are your thoughts?
It's not that early though.
Well, I feel like
preseason games have already started.
No, but it's not for this season.
Right.
It's for next season. So they've announced a full season ahead.
Okay.
So it is quite early. Yeah, it's quite early.
It's not called Verizon. Capital One Arena.
Yeah.
Does have a sports book.
In the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Caesars.
It's Caesars. So it makes sense. And I know that, like, Bettman is, pardon the pun, but is, like, betting super high on sports betting.
Well, yeah.
Like, NHL wants that sports betting revenue. I think it's completely in line with where the NHL wants to go with this.
Yeah. No, I think, any way that they're able to expand and get into the gambling market, they're absolutely going to do, because there's so much money there, right? And long-term, that's, like, going to be a huge driver for the league in terms of getting up revenues, moving the salary cap, and kind of recovering from the last year and a half or so. Like, gambling's going to be a huge part of that for the league. And the Capitals are pretty much in front of that with Caesars in their arena. But this early announcing your jersey sponsor, to me, they must have gotten a hell of a deal. Like, they must have given the Capitals enough money to make them think that they're not going to get a better offer over the next year.
True. But do you think this might have been, like, pre-organized, that when Caesars agreed to get a sports book in Capital One, that they said, if you ever have a jersey sponsor, it's going to be us?
I have no clue. I have no idea. I mean,
like that, that's like the only reason that I can think that they would announce it this early.
Yeah. It's got to either that or something to do with the deal that they got. Cause otherwise you're in no rush, right? You're in no rush. You could have waited to see if there were other companies willing to pay you more.
Yeah, and like for Caesars, it's literally, it's like you get a little spike in like marketing and whatever right now when you announce it, but like for a full year, we're not even going to hear about it.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Yeah, and they put out like the pictures yesterday of all the players in the jersey with it on, which like they're not, again, going to wear for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that like the ad itself didn't look that intrusive.
No.
Like it looked completely fine.
No, I know for me, it's just the principle of the thing.
I mean, like, but like it's inevitable, right? So like,
yeah, right? Exactly.
It's the way it's the world's trending. Every sport's going to be doing it. Like the NBA does it, soccer does it, and they have massive. The whole logo is basically your sponsor.
It yeah.
And I don't think that impacts their bottom line whatsoever. Like I have all these soccer jerseys, all these like random brands and companies that I'll never like ever like solicit because they're all in like Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't really matter in the long term. And I think it's like, if they're not that, I think the Capitals one's really good, but it's not, you know, that prominent. And I think with ones like that, like it'll just blend in over time. Like you'll get used to it pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah, I definitely think we'll get used to it. You know, it took zero adjustment to have the helmet sponsor adjustment. Like, yeah, it was seamless.
Yeah.
Like we're barely going to see it on the jerseys. Fan jerseys are not going to have them.
Well, you have the option, right? If on a fan jersey, you can get it or you won't.
Yeah.
If you're a big Caesars fan, maybe you want to keep
it. If you get it, it should be a cheaper jersey. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like it's an ad.
I feel like it's most likely not going to affect the price.
No, it's not going to affect the cost at all. No. But I think like by principle, it should be.
Yeah, but like, yeah, there's no shot. Like, but either way, like, yeah, there's so far seems fine. I'm sure like when, you know, more teams eventually come out with their ads, like there will be some brutal ones for sure. Like we've seen in like the NBA, there's a couple that just look awful.
Yeah.
So like that's inevitable, but like, yeah, something like small like that, you don't really notice it. I assume people get used to it pretty quickly. And as long as it stops with like one.
Exactly.
I mean, one. If you're throwing 10 on there, like I will go watch the SHL.
Like we'll probably get there one day.
Do you think we will?
I think we'll definitely get a pants sponsor.
Yeah, probably at some point.
I think there could even be a sock sponsor.
Oh, I'm out. If you go, I'll give him pants. If you go in socks, I'm out. That's my
like. Mind. Yeah, I hopefully we don't get there, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll have to see. But right now, it should at least be just the one for now.
Yeah.
So leave it at that. But yeah, very interesting. The Capitals going with it early. Other news though, we didn't mention it last week and we probably should have because it is Panthers related, but the Florida Panthers will be getting a new arena name. BB&T, obviously they merged with I forget who, no longer have the naming rights. The current placeholder name is FLA Live Arena, which I believe aligns with the name of the app for events for the building.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on, you know, new arena name, any companies stand out? I mean, realistically, probably a telecommunications or a bank, probably the front runners.
I could see that.
Although potentially a gambling company could come in too.
That would be pretty cool because I think that would be the first one.
In the NHL, I believe the Miami Heat is a sports book.
They just changed it, eh?
Yeah, and I believe it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it would be interesting because, yeah, it is a like space. Traditionally, it's bank or telecommunications companies mostly. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, what the new name for the arena is. I will say this, though, for the team, this is like fantastic timing.
Yeah.
This is an ideal time to have your naming rights deal come up.
It really is because you're going to be able to get way more money than you would have like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you need the money more than you did 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So there's that. But the fact that the team has been so good, you can feel the popularity, you know, in the area. There's a ton of concerts and other events, I believe, planned for the upcoming year. Just kind of so much going on in the area that just makes it more valuable to have that arena name. Again, team looking so good. So really just perfect timing for the Panthers.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I wonder what the turnaround on this is going to be. I don't know how soon we can expect a new name. I would assume they take their time, but you don't want to like waste that time either. So it's going to be interesting to see how long it'll take.
Yeah, I'm not really too sure what the timeline's going to look like for them getting a new name. But yeah, as right now, like FLA Live Arena, I guess that's fine. But, you know, the longer you have that as your name, that's just like more money you're missing out on.
Yeah, so, exactly.
But yeah, it'll be interesting. But, you know, we'll sit and wait. I imagine like, yeah, sooner rather than later is probably better for the team. You know, you've got all this momentum coming off last season. And if the team gets off to a good start too, could help. But it'll be interesting for sure. Looking forward to that. Hopefully it's something good. Like there are some stupid arena names.
Yeah.
Like Smoothie King Arena, which is not
yeah,
an NHL
please
one.
Not. Please don't.
Even like Little Caesars Arena, not great.
But like.
But it like makes sense. It makes sense. But like.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's the Illich family, but like
exactly,
but that's not that doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Like
that's
if
not
it was, if it was any other owner, it wouldn't fly.
Yeah, it's not like Madison Square Garden, like ooh, that's got a little cachet to it, you know. It's
exactly.
Like, oh, we're going to the Garden, you know. But no, we're going to Little Caesars, not the restaurant, the arena. Like, no, that's terrible. So yeah, as long as it's not something dumb, would be ideal. But we will see. But yeah, we'll move on to some more stuff from around training camp. But before we do, we have talked a good amount about gambling on this episode and sports betting. And we're going to keep that going here with our ad read. Week 2 of football is in the books. By the time this episode's out, basically week 3 will be in the books too. And it's now time to review the tape and get ready for week 3 or 4 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 3 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy content. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That is promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit required and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Okay. That's a lot of words. But
good words.
Oh, good words. Fun week in the NFL. Some good matchups. Some hopefully some locks for the parlays this weekend. But based on our track record from last season, probably won't go well, but we will see.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll move on to talking about Panthers camp. And really, the most exciting news for any Panthers fan coming out of camp is Justin Sourdough signing his ELC, the Vancouver Giants forward, locking it down in Florida. Seems super excited. What are your thoughts on the player and the signing, Noah?
Unreal. We had
unreal.
What was he? He was number 7 for us. Do you remember?
On our prospects list?
Yeah.
You might have.
Because I know we had him in the same rank.
Yeah, we were both. I think it might have been higher than 7. We were both pretty. We're both big Justin Sorda fans.
Yeah. So hyped.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love it. Guy seems excited to be in Florida. And just like, yeah, I think he's one of the more underrated Panthers prospects. Like, I think people are sleeping on this guy.
Yeah, and I think he's going to tear it up in the Western Hockey League this year.
Yeah, well, he already kind of did last year. Like, he was buzzing. Yeah. Like, I remember I was watching a couple of games last year. I was watching Giants versus, like, Kamloops, right? And, like, the big name in, like, that game, like, the two big kind of players were, for the Blazers, Stankoven who went last year in the draft, highly touted player. And then before that, in Justin Sortive's, like Connor Zary was there, the Flames draft pick, first rounder. And like Justin Sortive looked miles better than both of them. Like,
yeah, well, I did some video on the Blazers power play in that bubble.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they had a defenseman called Schmeeman.
Quinn Schmeeman.
Yeah, who's a
Lightning
Tampa
prospect.
Bay draft pick, I think, like sixth round.
Look at us with the knowledge.
Yeah. That power play was literally buzzing.
Yeah.
There was a stretch where they went 40% on the power play.
Yeah, no, like it was going like, power play.
It was ridiculous. And then you just have Justin Sauerdiff come in and he can literally do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so good. Yeah, like I think just like he's one of those players where he's like he's so well-rounded, like nothing stands out like too much. Like he's not like a player that's like, oh, like his shot's what's gonna get him to the NHL. Like for him, it's that total package of like he's a good skater, he uses a long stick, like he's got a long reach. Reads plays really, really well, like especially as a penalty killer, like his anticipation of pass is really good. I think he had like two shorthanded breakaways in the game I watched. Like really smart player, just kind of do it all in all areas. Kind of a poor man's Ryan Nugent Hopkins, you know, in that regard. Which, you know, if you know how I feel about Ryan Nugent Hopkins, that's high praise. Highest praise possible.
A very high praise indeed.
But yeah, I am so excited for this player. Like I still think, yeah, he's gonna go back to the Dub this year. He's gonna absolutely shred it. Then he's probably a year in the AHL, maybe gets a call up, right? But I think like Justin Sorda for me is absolutely an NHL player and like a decent one.
Yeah, I think so too. There's so much skill there. It's a guy that he played when he was 15 in the WHL and he was like he was legit.
Yeah, no, he's a legit like good player. I think he fell off a bit in his draft year. I forget why. I don't know if it was injuries or just a poor year. But, yeah, a player. Like, I really like Justin Sortip. And he's a guy where he can play anywhere in your lineup. Maybe not defense, but, like, pretty much anywhere at forward. Like, play him on the wing, play him at center, play him top six, bottom six. You know what you're going to get. You can play with skilled players. He can elevate other players. I just love that guy. He's so good. And I'm so happy the Panthers drafted him. Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Such a good pick.
Other notes and stuff from camp. I don't think either of us have I don't think we watched any of the full scrimmages. But we're, you know, sending, you know, some clips back and forward from the scrimmages on Twitter, you know, Owen Tippett with a nice, you know, and he had that breakaway goal with showing off the speed. You know, still not as good as Ilya Mikheyev, according to that, Editor in Leaf article from last week's episode. But yeah, I'm Owen Tippett's, I think, one of the players like I'm most excited for this season because I think he's gonna have a monster year.
Yeah, I really hope so. Like, it's just the top six is starting to get really saturated.
There's too much. Yeah, you only have six guys in your top six.
Like we'd be lucky if our guys cracked the Leafs lineup, but
yeah, apparently
on our team. There's a lot of competition for those like top spots, and the top six is going to take away key minutes from him. And that's the only thing I'm like,
well, right now it looks like he might have the inside track on being in the top six to start the year.
Yeah. It'll be interesting if he can crack that. And if he can, then like he's going to be playing with some really good players.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to his like press conference and some of the quotes from it. And the big takeaway for me is like, this player sounds like confident, right? Like he really believes in his ability, and like Owen Tippett, he's always had the skill. We know what he's brought. Like he's a high draft pick, right? He's always been a very, very good player. But you can like sense that he is like very much like way more confident in his ability, I think, which kind of stems from the way he finished last season, you know, very, 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 very strongly. So him coming into this camp, like, he seems like he's in, you know, a good headspace, working hard. He's looking great in the scrimmages. So I anticipate that I don't know. Like, if Owen Tippett hit, you know, 50 points this year, like, would it shock me? No.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's absolutely a possibility. He just, I'm really thinking he's going to have a good year. I will absolutely be drafting him in all my fantasy leagues, which I know I shouldn't say because we're in the same league, but
it's okay. Do we know when the draft is?
For a fantasy league? Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, I gave up commissioner access, so it's Brody. Brody's commissioner now.
Okay.
It's because I don't like dealing with all your guys' annoying questions.
Never asked you a question about fantasy hockey.
No, not you, and I won't call out anyone in our fantasy league, but it's Braden McAuliffe. Every week. How do I do this? Oh, why is this setting this way? And it's like, I don't know. Yahoo made it. Dude, I'm not Yahoo like tech support over here. I can only do so much.
I have a fantasy draft tonight, so I might have to keep the Owen Tippett tip in mind.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You draft Owen Tippett, you draft Grigori Denisenko, you draft Anton Lindell, you draft, sure, let's say Huberto, and then step five, profit, because you've just won.
So basically just draft the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, if there's a way to snag the entire top six, like, you're in pretty good shape, I think, would be my recommendation. Another player, though, also from camp, looking really good, Logan Husko. Looking really good. Really good. Getting a lot of, you know.
A lot of looks.
Getting a lot of looks. You know, you see people on the social media, they're liking what they're seeing. Hard to disagree. He looks fantastic and not, you know, especially for not, you know, maybe a bigger name prospect.
Yeah.
You know, he's looking real nice out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, he's a bit older, but I think, you know, there's the player there, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, of course, age kind of matters, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really. If you're a good hockey player, you're a good hockey player and you're going to make it.
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting to see if he can like hang around with the big dogs. I don't know about this year, but we'll see about next year. That's the way I see it. But I think he'll be like a really good option.
Yeah. Really good option. He had like a really, you know, like a solid, he had a solid college career, but nothing like, he doesn't jump off the page. Like, he's pretty much just like a point per game type guy,
mm-hmm.
which is like really good. Of note, I believe he did score the only shootout goal in scrimmage the other day on his, you know, Boston College teammate, Spencer Knight. But yeah, he's looking really nice out there. I think, yeah, start off in Charlotte, but if he plays well in the AHL, like, he could find himself in the Panthers lineup very quickly.
But yeah,
the only thing really preventing him at this point is just how many good forwards are in the Panthers lineup. Like, right. That's it, right? There's just too many. You know, it's a good problem to have, but could be an interesting name to keep an eye on. Through the camp tonight, we got training camp open. We got the preseason doubleheader versus the Predators. Who are some players you're looking forward to watching tonight, and why is it Alexi Hepponiemi?
Hey, man. Hey, I did not say that. I would like that stripped of the record.
You're a huge Alexi Hepponiemi guy.
You know, Alexi and I.
I distinctly remember in Hepponiemi's draft year, you texting me saying, this guy is the next Artemi Panarin.
Okay, well, that never happened. And I think the text I sent you was, Saron Noel is the next.
Tom Wilson?
I was going to say, like, I was trying to think of a better guy than Tom Wilson, but like.
No, but just on the ice. Like, just in terms of, like, you know, playing in the top six.
Yeah, but like, he's going to be better than Tom Wilson. He's going to be just, they're going to call him Saron Noel. They're not even going to compare him to anyone.
I think Saron Noel might come in and be so good. They just call him Saron. He's one name player. You don't need the last name. Everyone knows.
Absolutely. I could totally see that coming.
Oh, absolutely. No, like I love preseason hockey. I don't know why. Like, cause you just get to watch all these guys that, like, you know, are not cracking the lineup and are probably going to get cut the next day. But like, it's fun to watch them for one night. Like, I remember as a kid going to watch like preseason games in Calgary because like regular season games were like too expensive and it's like not worth it to watch like a team I don't care about. But like, I remember like watching like a young Eddie Lack in the preseason for the Vancouver Canucks, still 2 years away from making it to the show.
Ooh, baby.
And then once he got there, he shone bright and then flamed out and then retired.
Nice.
Retired a legend. But yeah, I love preseason hockey. Cheap, it's fun. You know, very accessible. Especially in, you know, more so in like the markets like we're in where it's like more expensive to go to games and stuff. So that's always nice. And all the profits from the doubleheader, the $10 tickets, all that money going towards the Panthers Foundation, which is great to see. I love that, that the team's doing that. And then just before we got in recording, stumbled across an article talking about Chase Prisky, who obviously he grew up in Florida. And the only reason, you know, hockey in Florida, hockey's an expensive sport to play, as we know. It's even more expensive in Florida just because of accessibility. And growing up, Prisky was able to play on, you know, traveling teams and go on trips and pay for hotels because of scholarships he got from the Panthers Foundation. So kind of a nice, like, full circle story there. Prisky, you know, obviously joined the Panthers organization 2 seasons ago. So kind of cool comfort full circle for him. And then also talking about he plans on using some of his own money to set up scholarships for some other young hockey players in the area so that they can participate. So just really nice gesture from him, you know, kind of giving back to the community, which I think is just is awesome. And
yeah, really cool to see. Yeah. Like I can't, there's not a lot of other players in the NHL that like have the path that he had. So just really unique and really fun story.
Yeah. Like to be able to become a professional hockey player because of the community work that a team's doing, and a lot of teams do a lot of good work, and the Panthers are one of those teams. So be able to just be able to play the sport because of that team, and then to grow up and to wind up on that very same team, and then going out of your way to try and pay it forward to help out other kids, is awesome to see, especially, you know, in these non-traditional markets where you're still trying to grow the game of hockey and get more fans interested in the game. I think it's just, it's awesome that Prisky's doing that. And, you know, I hope he has a good year. You know, he's kind of one of those fringe prospects on defense, had a good college career, but haven't really seen him at the NHL level. But easy guy to root for.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure. And I hope at some point, you know, this season we get the opportunity to watch him play in a Panthers jersey. Because yeah, just really cool story. But yeah, I think that's it for this one. We'll end it here. So yeah, hope everyone enjoyed the episode. We'll be back on I guess Thursday with a brand new episode. We're talking probably more stuff from Panthers preseason, maybe some other stuff from around the league. We still have yet to do our standings prediction episode. So maybe potentially we do that this week. Who knows? Or we run out of time, forget to do it, and we scramble, which sounds more like
both us. Sound great.
Yeah. There's no real in between. We're either like very prepared or very unprepared, mostly unprepared. That's just the way we do it. But yeah, thank you to everyone tuning and listening. Enjoy your weeks ahead, and we hope to see you all back on Thursday.
Step on.